Her name is Chong, and her girls Bo and Sarai are 5 and 6, and she had a baby boy of about 2. The boy has become the village's latest victim of starvation. I saw him before he died. His body was all swollen, very much like mine, with bloodless skin that looked like white rubber. Chong held him in her arms everywhere she went. Sometimes she carried him in a scarf tied diagonally across one shoulder and her back, his lifeless feet dangling in the air. Once she tried to breastfeed him at our house, but nothing would come out of her body. Her breasts were empty sacks hanging against her ribs, but nevertheless she lovingly put them in the boy's mouth. He never responded to his mother's nipple. He never moved or cried, but lay in her arms as if in a coma. Every once in a while he jerked his head or moved his fingers to show that he was still alive, but we all knew he would not make it. There was nothing we could do for the baby. He needed food, but we had none to spare. At our house, Chong held her baby and talked to him, as if he weren't dying, just sleeping. He died quietly in his sleep a few days after they visited us. Still, his mother continued to carry him with her, refusing to believe he was dead, until the chief forced the baby from her arms and buried him. The two girls and Chong have taken a turn for the worse since the death of the boy. A few days after his death, his two sisters decided to go to the forest and look for food by themselves. They were so hungry they ate mushrooms that turned out to be poisonous. After they died, Chong ran hysterically over to our house. They were shaking all over. They kept calling me to help them, and I couldn't. They kept crying. They didn't even know what happened to them. Ma catches Chong in her arms as she falls to her knees. They are resting now. Don't worry. They are sleeping. Ma holds Chong in her arms. They turned all white. The hair on their bodies stood up and blood came out of my baby's pores. My babies shook and cried for me to help them, for me to take their pain away. I couldn't do anything for them. They rolled on the ground, screaming in pain, asking me to make it stop. I tried to hold on to them, but I wasn't strong enough. I watched them die. I watched them die. They died crying for me, but I couldn't help them. Chong sobs uncontrollably, sliding to the floor, and lays her head on Ma's lap.